Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Of you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I wanna tee this up. This just came up now, and I wanted you to hear this for yourself. This was McDermott right after September 11th, and I'm looking for it. This thought just popped into my mind right before the show. Here it is right here. I want you to see this and listen carefully as to what he says concerning September 11th. Also consider that not one individual that signed on to the Patriot Act, which undermines the Constitution from start to finish, it should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny, because that's exactly what it is. And it's interesting that every said corporate president of the United States of America has reenacted that unconstitutional act all the way to the present, over and over and over again. And look at all of the agencies that have been created out of the Patriot Act, friends, that have been poised to work against the political opposition of corruption in government. That means to establish a global order. As I've said in the past, I'll say again, friends, a foreign government could have never dreamed of doing to this country what your said representatives have, in fact, done to your country. And how do they do it, folks? They do it through fear. That's what they do. They use it. They use fear to do what they do. And it's the fear of man. It's not the fear of... hang on a second. It's the fear of man that we're talking about, which brings a snare, friends. The fear of God brings confidence to stand in his will against man. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God, is what I'm getting to here.
Said,
look at this.
Fear does work.
Yes.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
You can make people do anything.
Have you ever seen the color gauge that the Patriot Act people put out?
You can get people to do anything that you want them to do with the use of fear. Listen, what is constantly being thrown on you? Folks, going back to September 11th, how come it's not been bravery and courage and valor that's been promoted throughout your land? No, fear, more fear of consequence. And look at the globalists are doing and turning your neighbors if you suspect anything. Folks, it's the writing's on the wall. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said, the means of defense against foreign danger, saith your government. He's telling you who's responsible for the danger. Listen carefully. The means of defense against foreign danger historically have become the instruments of tyranny at home. Is that what, in fact, has been taking place since September 11th? You better know that's exactly what's been going on in this country. Folks, as a matter of fact, 2 years after September 11th, look at all these agencies that have been created. And again, I don't mean to go back to Adolf Hitler, but look at, history teaches us that he attacked his own Reichstag. And once he did that, he poised himself against all of his political opposition. And what did he do? He established something called Fatherland Homes, Fatherland Security. You have Homeland Security. And what did Fatherland Security do? It was poised at all of his political opposition, just like Homeland Security is. And look what the DHS has been responsible for. They've been defining the American people, giving you 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, and it has nothing to do with those that we have been told by the mainstream media for the last 18 years as to who's responsible for dropping the two towers. No, the definitions include you, those that are Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, friends, and those that hold to the Word of God and the Constitution. They have deemed you, friends, they have deemed you to be domestic terrorists. James Madison again comes to my aid. The fourth president of the United States of America, they called him the father of the Constitution. He said, a tyranny and oppression ever come into this land. Listen, Americans, who knows better than our forefathers? If tyranny and oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Oh, my goodness. And this is what we've been told, right? I could just stop right there. End of show. The responsible party, who's been attacking you since September 11th, more than your said representative government. Folks, just as a matter of fact, yesterday I wrote an article. This is how Americans respond. Sheriffs, the people say no to tyrannical governor attack on Second Amendment in New Mexico. Who's trying to disarm you? Who's trying to steal away from your kids? Who's accusing you of crimes that you're innocent of? Hey, folks, the list goes on. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. When you go to Jeremiah 11:9, what does it tell us? Let's just go over there really quick, and we're going to follow the Holy Ghost throughout. And then I'm going to give you some eyewitness all the way through, so it's not Bradley saying it. I'm just going to give you the premise as to what we're premising this conversation on over the next 3 and 4 segments. The Word of God tells us in Jeremiah 11:9, there is a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem. There's a conspiracy. There is an alliance of people grouping together to destroy what you know, that want to undo the Constitution. And what they're doing is they're creating enemies that they need for the particular time to usurp the Constitution, only to never hear from them again. Hey, folks, like I said before, and I'll say it again, over the last 18 years, we've been hearing about how the Muslims, the governments, and the mainstream media have told the American people that the Muslims were responsible for dropping the two towers. Now you have Muslim infiltration into your country. You have Marxists and subversives in the position of government, governor's office, the mayor's office, the attorney general's office. And what are they doing? They're trying to open the floodgates to those people that allegedly attacked us, right? They're infiltrating government right now. There's over 90 Muslims in government positions throughout the United States of America. And the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. And for the sake of not belaboring it, folks, with all the details right now, I want to show you, friends, over and over again today throughout the show as to the ones that have been telling you that you were under attack. Now, George Bush, during September 11th, was continuously talking out of both sides of his mouth. And I highlighted this just a couple days ago, and I want you to hear this really quick because you need to understand that he blurted the truth out in his confusion. He's talking about the 9/11 attacks.
Information that the Central Intelligence Agency has obtained by questioning men like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has provided valuable information.
Keep that down, GCN, please.
Disrupt terrorist plots, including strikes within the United States. For example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information.
Yeah, I'll highlight this in a moment. Remember he highlighted the first plane hitting when nobody's seen that? But Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
One 582 9933. I'm going to show you a couple things up on social media platforms right now, if you can. If not, it matters not. You're going to hear the audio. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're talking about right now is it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, and everybody's highlighting September 11th right now. I just wonder how many people are actually telling the truth. I think there's more that are than are not, because you can only fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time, and God at no time, especially when it comes to his kids, because he's going to give us revelation to know what the truth of the matter is. He's going to give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And I remember when this all went down, friends, I've just seen it play out perfectly as to exactly the direction I thought they were going to take it. And it's exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did. They began to attack the American people, and it's what they've been doing far too long. And when it comes to the Bushes, friends, concerning George W. Bush being in office during that particular time, it came as no surprise whatsoever to see history repeating itself really quick. And if you haven't seen the details of September 11th, I strongly suggest you see In Plain Sight. I strongly suggest that you see Loose Change. And there is documentary after documentary after documentary. There is captains of flights that were working for American Airlines that wrote books. They were mysteriously murdered, by the way. There were stewardesses that came about and started saying the things that you were told were completely untrue. It was impossible for it to happen the way that the government told you it happened, concerning all of the military bases that were open and in operation and secret bases and everything that went on during that day, friends. It was truly very telling if you paid attention to the puzzles, the piece of the puzzle that they were trying to throw out at there, because it really what it came back to is a big blur, and that's exactly what they wanted. And if that's what they wanted, that shows you how conspiracies work. Conspiracies work with inference because they can control the outcome if you allow them to control the narrative. And we see that that's been going on in this country for a long time. And again, now going back to the Bushes, folks, I mean, how many times did you hear George Bush Sr. Call for a new world order from the presidential pulpit? I didn't say it. He said it. How many times did he say, out of chaos, we can create a new world order? So then who creates the chaos? Those that want a new world order. And then if you understand who Prescott Bush was, he was indicted in 1942 for financing illegally Hitler's war. This is easy information to find. This isn't theory, friends. Matter of fact, I would just ask the question to you then, if you do suspect it may be theory, who's 9/11 worked out more for, the foreigners or those within government working in a foreign manner? Those that have played the Judas unto you, Americans, Luke 22:48. Nobody. Nobody. And there's enough information out there, and I'm going to show you and do my best to show you as much as I can today, even going to the firefighters that were telling you, folks, that there was detonation going on. And there were some really smart people out there, friends, telling you exactly what was going on, even with the airplanes, if they even existed, say they. And I'm talking about the creator of Lear jets. Now, that guy's not a dummy, but you should hear what he has to say about all of it. And the only ones that fell for this were scared Americans. Foreigners all over the world were telling us who was responsible for this, and it didn't line up. And folks, I played the video for you concerning the Tomahawk missile that was used, that they sold to you as an airplane hitting the Pentagon. I've showed the video to you. Matter of fact, Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, did you know that they had to sue the government to release the film? Well, why would you have to sue the government to release the film if that's the way it happened? Well, again, conspiracy all over this. All over this, Americans. Just look who has taken advantage of the crisis that was created. And look who's trying to push forward a global order. As a matter of fact, I got film and footage on all of what I just said coming out of the mouths of others during September 11th saying, this is the Bushes. I fear that they may be creating a new world order out of this situation, out of this crisis. Look what happened over the last 3 years, friends. Look at how all these crises keep coming about. Look at what's going on in Maui right now, Americans. What is this aimed at? Okay, let me go back to Bush real quick because I got some videos I need to play for you. And then I'm going to show you how ridiculous it is if you actually believe the narrative in just a couple moments. Let's watch George W. Bush put his foot in his mouth again. Now, remember, I said right during the end of the last segment, he was identifying after this during a fundraiser, jokingly talking about the first airplane hitting the towers. He was laughing about it. Nobody's seen the first airplane hit, folks. How did Bush see it when he was in a classroom with a bunch of kids? You gotta pay attention to the details. Who was the governor of Florida, folks, during this time? Jeb Bush. Who was overseeing the two towers? One of the brothers of the Bushes that was seen overseeing security inside of the two towers, Americans. The list goes on. Who profited from this? Look who did the cover-up, and look who has been covering up. Giuliani has been implicated in all of this. Of course. Who's called into investigations, and why were they all shut down? Every inquisition into September 11th was shut down by the government. Why? Same thing happened during 1941, friends, December 7th. People just think, oh, this just by chance happened. Folks, if you go back and do a little history, the stupidest thing Japan could have did is did what the mainstream media sold to us during that particular time era. And once again, who profited from December 7th, 1941? Oh, folks, there's so much information out there. There's no denying who's responsible for what's going on here. Just ask a bunch of foreign people. Let's watch this.
Pause to mark the fifth anniversary.
Look at his insincerity. Disingenuine. He's a criminal.
The information
little cokehead is what he is.
The Central Intelligence Agency has obtained by questioning men like Khalik Sheikh Mohammed.
Just create the narrative.
Has provided valuable information and has helped disrupt terrorist plots, including strikes within the United States. For example, Khalik Sheikh Mohammed described the design
of these names, folks.
Buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out.
Listen carefully.
That is valuable information for those of us who had the responsibility to protect the American people.
Yeah, of course.
He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a high point.
Ensure that the operatives made sure that the explosives went off. Did you all catch what he said there? I'm not going to put words in his mouth. Explosives. He didn't say anything about airplanes. Here, listen again, and I'm going to just play it out.
A point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
And listen carefully again.
He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping.
He said explosives, friends.
Explosives.
He said explosives. That's what he said. He said explosives. This guy, by the way, has outdone himself 1,000 times over if you're paying attention. And this again, just like everything you're seeing happen right now through that of The Simpsons for the last 20-some years since it's been, they've been predicting happenings 10 and 15 years before they happen, and it shows you that they're pre-planned events, okay? Now, what I want to do next is I want to play a video for you, but I'm going to tee it up. I did a video back in September 12th of 2019, and it was Stop the Press. Did you know that there was over 156 eyewitness accounts which were omitted from the mainstream media's narrative concerning September 11, 2001? Here they are. You know, by the way, everything that I'm telling you right now, our forefathers told us to beware of. Everything that I'm sharing with you right now, our forefathers already forewarned us to be careful of the things that we're talking about right now. How come there was over 156 eyewitness accounts which were omitted from the mainstream media's narrative concerning September 11th? I'm just curious. And again, I have right in front of me right now, if you're on social media platforms, you can see this, 9/11 firefighters, three explosions after the planes allegedly hit the WTC. Okay, and they're swearing up and down. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the Rumble page right now, and I am going to append that to the comments section so you can watch the video for yourself. That will be on Rumble in just a moment. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. And I'm going to play some videos for you and showing you how ridiculous it is if you happen to be one of those that actually believes the Kool-Aid that was poured into the glass that they want you to drink, because it really does get this bad. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump marked the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks by posting a video on his Truth Social platform.
Today, on this solemn anniversary of those monstrous attacks, we remember the 2,977 precious souls who were savagely taken from us on that morning 22 years ago.
In the two-minute video, Trump acknowledged the events are permanently etched in our minds and vowed we will never forget. Hurricane Lee is re-strengthened to a Category 3 as it continues to move west-northwest in the Atlantic Ocean. It is expected to bring perilous beach conditions to the U.S. East Coast, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. A new survey reveals increasing concern among Americans regarding access to credit due to stricter approval standards by banks. According to the New York Federal Reserve, nearly 60% of respondents believe it's now more challenging to obtain loans. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If I got Tim listening to me right now, if you can send that video over of the Tomahawk missile hitting the Pentagon, please send that over. I'd like to show everybody so they could see for themselves. There was no plane, and everybody knew there was no plane. But the government kept telling you it over and over and over again, showing you false images and trying to drive a narrative. But again, they expunged all the videos, withheld all the evidence, friends. They didn't want to show you anything. Well, if it's not a conspiracy, friends, then why did they have to cover it up? If you're listening, Tim, the Tomahawk missile hitting the Pentagon. Okay, I'm just trying to get this for us right now, friends. I want to show you this, and I just want to show you how ridiculous you have to... you're destitute of truth. If you believe the narrative that the mainstream media continuously gives you. You know, I want to just tell you this. I'm not... Again, I'm not telling you concerning the response. I wasn't there. I remember I was doing a high school assembly in Sandstone, Minnesota. Right before I did the high school assembly, I was called by the sound guy, and he said, turn the television on. I said, what? And it was the first tower that was allegedly hit by an airplane. And so all the world is watching the top of the building. And then just in time, a couple of minutes later, here comes the second one. Of course. Of course. They wanted everybody to watch it, friends. They wanted you to be scared to death. They wanted you to cry out to government for them to protect you. Well, they're not my protection, friends. God is. And the institution of government that God has ordained, if they do their job, they are in part an answer to what God has ordained, if they do their part. But there's so much to say on this, and there's so much going through my mind right now concerning this topic, because I've seen so many documentaries, and there's no question in the minds of normal people. And now I know what I was going to say. When I was in New York, I remember, because I talked to people, I remember sitting down at a restaurant. Hey, I got a question for you. He said, what's that? I said, after September 11th. I was right in the heart of downtown Manhattan. And I said, what was the sentiment? What was the people's response? The government did it. I remember I was in Las Vegas. We were driving through to California because we weren't going along with the Gestapo at the airlines and their illegalities that were taking place concerning trying to mask everybody up by force, right? And I remember asking this lady that was a waitress at this restaurant that we were eating at, and I asked her, I said, so, Amanda LaBey, I said, who is responsible for that? She said, there's no way that guy did that by himself. Of course not. And now look at Maui. Look at the fox in the chicken coop. And Amanda LaBey is now over in Maui, mysteriously sent from Las Vegas, the fox in the chicken coop, moved over to Maui just in time for another crisis. I wish people would pay attention to what's going on. So let's have a, well, I don't know how to say this. I'm going to debunk everything you ever thought of concerning the 9/11 official story. And then I'm going to go over and I'm going to show you how it was pre-planned. Okay? You ready for this? It goes quick, so you got to pay attention. Ready? Three. Oh, hang on. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Pay attention to the details, friends. You have been lied to.
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, 19 men armed with box cutters directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world using a satellite phone and a laptop directed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, overpowering the passengers and the military combat-trained pilots on 4 commercial aircraft before flying those planes wildly off course for over an hour without being molested by a single fighter interceptor. These 19 hijackers, devout religious fundamentalists who like to drink alcohol, snort cocaine, and live with pink-haired strippers, managed to knock down 3 buildings with 2 planes in New York. While in Washington, a pilot who couldn't handle a single-engine Cessna was able to fly a 757 in an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn to come exactly level with the ground, hitting the Pentagon in the budget analyst office where DOD staffers were working on the mystery of the $2.3 trillion that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had announced missing from the Pentagon's coffers in a press conference the day before, on September 10th, 2001. Luckily, the news anchors knew who did it within minutes.
Osama bin Laden.
The pundits knew within hours.
Osama bin Laden.
The administration knew within the day.
Terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
And the evidence literally fell into the FBI's lap.
That a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
But for some reason, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists demanded an investigation into the greatest attack on American soil in history. That investigation was delayed, underfunded, set up to fail, a conflict of interest, and a cover-up from start to finish. It was based on testimony extracted through torture, the records of which were destroyed. It failed to mention the existence of WTC-7, Able Danger, PTEC, Sibel Edmonds, OBL and the CIA, and the drills of hijacked aircraft being flown into buildings that were being simulated at the precise same time that those events were actually happening.
Yep.
It was lied to by the Pentagon, the CIA, the Bush administration, and as for Bush and Cheney, well, no one knows what they told it because they testified in secret, off the record, not under oath, and behind closed doors.
Is this insane?
It didn't bother to look at who funded the attacks because that question is ultimately of little practical significance. Still, the 9/11 Commission did brilliantly, answering all of the questions the public had, except most of the victims' family members' questions, and pinned blame on all the people responsible, although no one so much as lost their job, determining the attacks were
failure of imagination.
Because
nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government that could envision flying airplanes into buildings.
Except the Pentagon, FEMA, NORAD, and the NRO. The DIA destroyed 2.5 terabytes of data on Able Danger, but that's okay because it probably wasn't important.
Can't make it up.
The SEC destroyed their records on the investigation into the insider trading before the attacks, but that's okay because destroying the records of the largest investigation in SEC history is just part of routine record keeping. NIST has classified the data that they used for their model of WTC-7's collapse, but that's okay because knowing how they made their model of the collapse would jeopardize public safety. The FBI has argued that all material related to their investigation of 9/11 should be kept secret from the public, but that's okay because the FBI probably has nothing to hide. This man never existed, nor is anything he had to say worthy of your attention, and if you say otherwise, you are a paranoid conspiracy theorist and deserve to be shunned by all of humanity. Likewise, him, and her. And her, and him. Osama bin Laden lived in a cave fortress in the hills of Afghanistan, but somehow got away. Then he was hiding out in Tora Bora, but somehow got away. Then he lived in Abbottabad for years, taunting the most comprehensive intelligence dragnet, employing the most sophisticated technology in the history of the world for a decade, releasing video after video with complete impunity and getting younger and younger as he did so, before finally being found in a daring SEAL team raid which wasn't recorded on video, in which he didn't resist or use his wife as a human shield, and in which these crack special forces operatives panicked and killed this unarmed man, supposedly the best source of intelligence about those dastardly terrorists on the entire planet. Then they dumped his body in the ocean before telling anyone about it.
Yep.
Then a couple dozen of that team's members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan.
Extortion 17.
This is the story of 9/11, brought to you by the media, which told you the hard truths about...
His head could be seen to move violently forward.
And...
They took the babies out of incubators.
And...
Mobile production facilities.
And...
The rescue of Jessica Lynch.
If you have any questions about this story, you are a batshit, paranoid, tinfoil, dog-abusing baby hater, and will be reviled by everyone. If you love your country and or freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma, you will never ever express doubts about any part of this story to anyone. Ever. This has been a public service announcement by the friends of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, SEC, NSM, White House, NIST, and the 9/11 Commission.
Okay, so folks, so that's exactly it. It's humorous to believe that somebody could believe the narrative. And the only reason anybody could drink that in is because of fear. Or they didn't want to pay attention to the reality check that it brought to so many, not just in America, but across the globe. But look at all of the scenarios they spun. Look at the spin doctors. Look how they covered each other's backs every single step of the way. And what did they do? Smoke and mirrored all of the facts, smoke and mirrored all of the answers, friends, and yet for some reason or another, they never told you the truth. And this guy just got done telling you the truth, and the truth is they covered it up every single step of the way. Okay? I'm hoping this is the right video here. You guys can look at this right now. This is by the AP. This is actually given by none other than... Tom Fenton's organization, Judicial Watch, who had to sue the government. And there's absolutely, if you're looking at this visual right now, there is absolutely no airplane whatsoever that hit the side of that Pentagon. I have different footage of a Tomahawk missile being launched into the side of the building. And it's not been doctored up. But if you're looking on screen right now, there's absolutely no airplane. But that's what they sold to you day in and day out for weeks, for months, for years, and they're still doing it. And they keep reinforcing and controlling by driving their opposition through their narrative. Folks, forcing down your throats, into your hearts, into your minds. Look at the two planes. Look at the responsible party. Well, if that's still the case, then wouldn't it be good for the American people to ask the question? Then if that's the case, it was the Muslims that were doing the attacking, then why is it that the governors are all advancing open borders to bring more into their particular states, namely 18 states throughout the United States of America? Anybody asking the question right now as to why your borders are wide open? Is anybody asking the question right now, have you forgotten September 11th? Apparently, maybe you need to remind them, friends, because we're under a terror threat. No, they knew what it was all about. They knew exactly what it was all about, friends, and they keep pushing the same narrative day in and day out. Here, I want to show you some more footage of this alleged plane. Where's the airplane? Did you also know that the two towers that dropped, friends? Did you also know that the two towers that dropped, all of that carnage, did you know that it was shipped to China? Oh, it gets more ridiculous as we go forward. Again, to drive the narrative that we were attacked by foreigners, folks. Again, remember, they could have never in a million years dreamed of what your government has done to you. Given license to illegals? Just think about this. Oh, my goodness. Alluring illegals into America? What about September 11th, America? It's time to start asking questions. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you another video.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My brother from another mother, show host, morning show host, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Tim Brown, just sent this over to me now. Somebody had sent this some time back, and I knew what was there. I mean, because, again, you talk to anybody that thinks for themselves, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, right? Someone put this out here, and when I seen it, I said, that's it. That's it. Because people were already reporting that what hit the Pentagon was a Tomahawk missile. And due to the fact that there was no airplane, I mean, there was only one conclusion as to what we could all come to, right? What was it that hit it? Well, I got the video for you right now. Now, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, look at the left side of the screen, okay? This video is pulled back from the Pentagon, but you can clearly see something was launched from the left side left side of the screen, okay? And then you'll see it hit the building. You can clearly see it right here, taking off right here. And it's, folks, that is a missile. That is clearly a missile. And this was all hidden from the American people for some time. And some of this stuff still is. And as again, as I said earlier, Tom Fitton actually had to sue the government to get some of the videos to show you folks exactly what I'm showing you from a different angle. That is not an airplane, folks. Clearly not an airplane. Okay? I wanted you to see that for yourself, just so you understand. Keep in mind, I just appended onto the Rumble feed, the social media feed, the video of over 156 eyewitnesses to September 11th that were completely ignored, expunged, and censored. You have to understand the severity concerning these accomplices in the mainstream media that are suppressing the information that you need, friends, to come up with conclusions on your own. The government doesn't want you coming up with conclusions on your own. They want to drive it in you. They want you to agree with them at all costs, and if you don't, then you're a lunatic, you're a conspiracy theorist, so on and so forth. Then so be it. Then so be it. Now what I want to do is I want to get to this because I only have one segment left. I seen this woman. I don't know who she is. She's on Justice Forum, and she had put this together. The Rockefeller gloats about 9/11 in 1967. Now, remember what Roosevelt said. President Roosevelt said back in the 30s, he said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Well, I promise you, because what we're talking about right now, friends, is September 11th. We're talking about the fact that if tyranny and oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Also remember, James Madison also said the means of defense against foreign danger historically have become the instruments of tyranny at home, and it's exactly what we have seen here. We also understand that the CIA, who is a part of all of this, Truman called them the American version of the Gestapo back in 47. Remember what Stockwell said, speaking of the CIA. He said it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people. Okay? That's what he said. So let's go back and let's see what this woman, Betsy Lee McKee, that's what her name is. And I want you to take a look at this because this information instantly caught my attention. It's like, oh my goodness, girl, did you dig deep? She dug deep. Now pay attention to the details again, friends, as to how September 11th was pre-planned back in, in 1967.
The revelation of the method. I bought this magazine back in 2012 off of eBay because it's David Rockefeller, the man who more than anyone made sure that the Twin Towers got built so that he could destroy them with people inside. And it's shortly after construction began, so I thought there might be some interesting, sneaky revelation of the method style language in the article. Then I noticed that he has the hands of his quite visible watch set at 9.
So it has a picture of Rockefeller in front of the, he's sitting in a window and behind him is New York City. And he's talking about building the two towers. His watch, folks, she closed up on the watch. The watch said 9/11. It was 9/11 in the morning when the picture was taken. Okay?
9/11. I always felt like there must be more to this cover, but it took me 3 years to figure it out. As you can see, he's sitting in the window of his office in 1967, 8 months after the groundbreaking for the building of the World Trade Center.
Okay, so 8 months after.
Watch set at 9/11, like I said. 9/11 on clocks was one of their favorite ways to foreshadow the upcoming date of their mass murder. They did this in many movies, television shows, and even commercials in the lead-up to 9/11. Either the hands are pointing almost exactly at 9 and 11, or it's 11 minutes after 9. There was always something that bothered me about the so-called plane hole on the north face of the North Tower, the iconic one that really represents the 9/11 false flag and the one that they show us the most. I knew it was an important shape and angle for Rockefeller, and he knew well in advance exactly what he was
doing. You're going to have to tell me what your thoughts are about this, folks.
After all, it appears on the $10 bill back in the 1990s series, along with all the other scenes from 9/11 laid out in perfect order on the bills. This is also one of the first things that showed me that there were no planes used on 9/11.
So the other day it occurred to me, the fake plane hole on the North Tower looks like one of the wounds that was on the Jesus statue on the crucifix at the church when I was a kid. Same shape and angle. So I start looking up crucifixion images just to be sure, and this article comes up. Jesus' crucifixion date, possibly April 3rd, 33 AD, according to earthquake study. See, the Bible says that when Jesus died, the ground shook, and they're able to go back that far and figure out when earthquakes occurred, apparently. April 3rd just happens to be the date of this magazine.
Incredible.
So then I checked how many years there were between 33 AD, the probable year of the crucifixion, and 2001, the year of the mass human sacrifice on 9/11, foreshadowed on Rockefeller's watch.
Your thoughts,
please.
The number
was 1,967, represented by the year seen here. In case you haven't heard, many people have been saying for quite a while that the probable actual birth date of Jesus was September 11, 3 B.C. On that date, Jupiter, the king of the planets...
You're going to have to give me your opinions and your thoughts on this, folks.
...star in Leo, the king constellation. I'll link to a much more thorough explanation below, but to me, it's one of those things that make a lot of sense. And after studying these people for a while, it's exactly the type of thing they like to do. Take something pure and important to a lot of people and twist it and pervert it. Have the sheep celebrate the birth of Christ on the wrong day, coinciding with a pagan holiday, actually. The very word Christ Mass does not mean the birth of Christ, but in fact, his death. So they take the date, 9-1-1, and corrupt it into something that in our minds signifies emergency,
yep.
And make the actual day into a day of terror and sadness and mourning.
Yep.
And this is just the creepy member of their club that would enjoy gloating about it on a magazine.
Psychological manipulation.
In the 1940s, David Rockefeller's uncle Winthrop Aldrich was on a committee to attempt to get the World Trade Center built back then. They were also foreshadowing 9 and 11 in the 1944 movie Double Indemnity, and even throwing in an allusion to the name Rockefeller in the same film.
Yep.
In the 1960s, the plan was introduced for a nationwide emergency number. Britain implemented 999 as their emergency number back in the 1930s. Australia and New Zealand selected 999 and 111, respectively, as their emergency numbers in the 1950s. Yet, for some reason, in
now, 1960s... I just got to stop here for a second. I can't say she's off base. I can't say anything that she has shared with us right now is off base. It has been sound up to this point. And this is incredible that she dug this far back to find out exactly what has happened. Let's keep going here for the sake of time.
Just a year after this magazine came out, AT&T announced at a press conference that a universal emergency number was being established for the U.S. However, instead of three like numbers for ease of dialing in a crisis, numbers that could not be further apart on the dial would be used. 9 and 1 and 1 had been chosen by a computer, they said. Besides being a client of the Rockefeller-funded and directed Rand Brainwashing Institute, the 1975 book The Rockefeller Syndrome lists AT&T as just one of the many companies under Rockefeller control or influence. In the book Rockefeller, the Man Who Misrules the World, AT&T is referred to as the Rockefeller's family-owned monopoly. So they used their power to make the numbers 9-1-1, birth date of the Prince of Peace, signify danger and crisis, and after September 11, 2001, heartache and mourning. Rockefeller puppet Ronald Reagan even designated September 11, 1987, to be 9-1-1 Emergency Number Day, calling on the people
of the United States to observe
this day with appropriate ceremonies and activities. And every year, like clockwork, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, an enormous representation of the one thing the Bible tells us not to drag into our homes and decorate with gold and silver.
I don't see the relevance there, but that's her deal.
When hands on the clock are exactly as they are on Rockefeller's watch. So here we have David Rockefeller, the man who was instrumental more than anyone on the planet in ensuring that the Twin Towers got built. Less than a year after the construction began, with the probable date of the crucifixion of Christ above his head, along with the years between that event and 2001 listed here, and the probable date of Christ's birthday,
it gets a little freakier, folks.
That took place.
Keep your eyes on the screen.
2001 on his watch. A mass murder during which a slice appeared 1,000 feet up over southern Manhattan for all the world to see.
Keep it down, please, GCN. I'm
going to
play this out. It's only got about a minute left, guys.
And just as a side note, if you open this thing up, there's a cigarette ad on the back cover.
Look at this.
Two tower-looking things in red, right about where the towers are being built, to David Rockefeller's right.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.